there's usually a layer of dust on everything, and the leaves look really worn and dried out, but not this year.
Yeah, that is not the case.
No, things just continue to grow and grow, and I've begun to see those subtle changes in the angle of the sun, you know, beginning to feel the approach of fall.
Even though the calendar says that summer is coming to an end, it doesn't mean the gardens here have to shut down, right?
Absolutely not. We continue to harvest in the garden, what's left of the summer garden, and it's good time to start thinking about what to sow and plant for the fall garden. And right now we're in a really good window for sowing seeds for beets, carrots, lettuce, radishes, spinach, turnips, and even peas. I even sow a little dill and cilantro for some fresh late summer flavor. These plants germinate really fast, and then they do well in the cooler weather until we get a hard frost.
So what about kale and collards? They're also good for the fall crop and can grow through the winter too, right?
Yeah. I mentioned the radishes, lettuce, and spinach, they can be sown now through September. And kale and collards also can be grown by starts or also by seed. And then with a little row cover for frost protection, you can grow and eat these all through the winter into the spring.
I gotta say, coming from Alaska, that just blows my mind.
Yeah.
So what about cooler season crops like broccoli, cabbage, or cauliflower? Can they be sown now in the garden too?
No, they take a little longer. So right now, they're best to find, if you can find transplants, that's the best way to get them started.
I can't believe it's already time to gear up again and sow seeds.
That's why gardening here in Western North Carolina is so wonderful. There's never a dull moment. Really, though, if you're frustrated from all the rain and tired of the summer garden, take some time. Sow at least a little bit of salad greens, and you'll really be glad you did.
So what else is going on that gardeners should be thinking about right now?
And, you know, for those people that like to garden turf, late August or early September is prime time to work on the lawn. For our cool season grasses we grow here, it's an excellent time to overseed, bare and thin spots, aerate the soil, even start over and renovate areas of the lawn that really aren't doing well.
What about for the perennial gardener?
Well, they're cutting back and cleaning up plants that look tired and worn or not flowering anymore, removing old flower stems and seed stalks. It really depends on what you like. Some leave the seed heads for the songbirds for the winter, and for the interest they provide in the winter garden. It really depends on your personal aesthetics.
Thanks, Allison. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Greta.